Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
There's a lot that could impress you about the all-new Honda Prologue EV. True, it's got class-leading passenger space and clean, thoughtful design and intuitive technology. But what really sets the Prologue apart from the competition is that it's more than an EV. It's a Honda. Honda, the power of dreams. Visit Honda.com/Prologue to learn more.
Shalom, aloha, hello everybody, and welcome to the Man Dog Pod. It's the improv and conversation podcast where I come here and say things, but then so does my co-host, Ryan Rosenberg. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, Dan. That was Dan Lippert, everybody. Thanks for introducing me, my man.
Oh my gosh, and thanks for introducing me.
You forgot about yourself.
That happens sometimes, is I don't do the thing they tell you to do on the airplane.
Put on your own oxygen mask.
Yes.
Yep.
Which is also, you know, it's the best way to have a healthy relationship.
Beautiful.
And the best way to be successful everywhere else in your life.
That's right.
Speaking of successful people with healthy relationships.
Wow, that was a smooth. That was good.
Really good. That's the best way to introduce these guests that I'm very excited about. Sometimes I forget who the guests are. Then I look at the email and I go, holy shit, this is going to be so fun and easy. And today was one of those days. Sitting to my right on my screen, Jen D'Angelo. Hi, Jen.
Hi. What a lovely introduction that sets the highest bar.
Well, it doesn't set any bar for you to be funny, though.
That's true.
Successful, good relationships.
And having fun.
And having fun.
Oh, providing fun for you.
But yes, which I mean, I'm ready.
And making it easy for you.
That's the big one, honestly.
Yes. I mean, this has already made it a little difficult because now I got to make you feel better. I don't know. Not crazy about this. So Jen's already disappointed everyone based on the intro, which means you got nowhere to go but up, Jen.
Yeah.
Speaking of
this one should be a slam dunk. Let's just say this will be a slam dunk no matter what. Oh,
God. Just easily top five episode of all time.
Oh, well, you two are probably on two of my most fun ones that I remember doing already. So this one, you know, it makes sense that this might be two. And speaking of people who have been on episodes, Zach Oyama. Hi, Zach.
Thank you for the glowing intro. Equally as glowing. That's exactly the bar I want. Has been on the show.
It's a nice bar because then it's up to people whether or not they care to go back and figure it out. You know, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go look. We didn't review that episode, but Dan said it was a great one. I think it was. I can't remember.
And there's no expectation for this to be better or worse than that one. It could be exactly the same. That would be fine.
The only way you could disappoint anyone is if that episode stopped existing for some reason.
Wow.
Well, please keep it up.
We have pretty shaky servers, so we'll see what happens.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Unfortunately, we store all of our stuff at a self-storage on Hollywood and Franklin that is slowly deteriorating. Mm-hmm. Is that where that self-storage is? That's right by the freeway?
Yeah, I think there's several.
Hollywood and Franklin don't intersect.
Those are parallel. I understand now. What is that, Argyle?
Argyle, sure, that's a street. Oh, there is a big one on Argyle and on Bronson.
I'm thinking the one with Chaplin on it.
I don't know.
Is it like, does it look like a church? Is it?
No.
Did you just
put all
your files in a church?
We are doing paper files, by the way. So yes. I'm not sure are any of the old ones up?
If you're hearing this, please finally let us know if you're hearing any of our episodes.
You just transcribe these conversations and then mail them to people.
Mm-hmm. It's been perfect during the pandemic.
We are honestly drowning in transcription fees.
But special thanks to our transcriber.
That's right.
I don't know who it would be. Who's a funny one? Shakespeare?
John Hancock?
John Hancock, yeah, that's good.
He famously
transcribed.
Yeah. Mavis Beacon? Doesn't she type?
Yeah.
Extremely fast typer.
Yeah.
Are you guys fast typers?
You know, Ryan, I think you were on this text chain. We were on a text chain. It might have been the one with the dragons a while ago, where we were all sending in our words per minute. Because I think Jess Jardin famously is very proud of her words per minute. Mm-hmm. And so we all started sending them in. And I remember being pretty disappointed with mine.
I ask just to brag myself.
Yes, of course.
Let's hear
the whole
it.
Time
when
you were talking,
it?
I was like, who cares? Who cares?
You're just typing out his words in your mind.
I'm typing faster than he's talking. Why doesn't he hurry up?
What are you at? What's your WPM? What are you maxing out on?
Usually hovering around 110.
And is that gross or net?
Well, it's disgusting.
It's gross.
It's pretty disgusting, and it's usually online. So both gross and net.
Hey, really good. The episode's off to a hot start.
Well, when I read your tweets, I definitely go, well, that was disgusting and typed quickly. So
your Twitter post should have the WPM in the top right corner of every post.
Ooh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that could be your little signature.
That would change everything. If I saw that somebody took like 6 minutes to like work on this tweet, I'd be like, that's not a tweet. Sorry. That's an essay that you proofread.
Thought too much.
Yeah.
Too
long. Oh my God. If Twitter put how long someone spent on each tweet, that would be truly, I can't think of anything more humiliating.
I hope they do it, but like after, and it's retroactive, and you just go back and can see everybody's like, oh my God, this person spends 12 hours a day on here crafting crap.
Yeah, and you can't delete it. That's like how Twitter ends. They're like, we're going to just tell everyone how long you spent on every tweet and then just set it in stone and no one can ever tweet again.
I think my people's response to mine would be like, it's about right. Like, it would be pretty short amount of time. They'd go like, yeah, that matches the quality. Yeah.
It didn't seem like there was a ton of thinking and rewriting in there.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think that's the healthiest way to engage with it, with Twitter in general, is a short amount of time per tweet that you forget about and then hopefully move on with your day. Unfortunately, that's not usually what I do.
I'll like scroll endlessly, never write anything, and then be sad. That's kind of fine.
That seems like when I'm too plugged into Twitter, I feel like, oh yeah, that's why I don't feel good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a one line a day journal that I started keeping in the pandemic at the beginning, which is like a little book. And then it has every page has an entry for like 5 years. So it's like June 6th or whatever. And then it's like a little entry.
I used to have that exact one. Is it like a little like tome?
It's a little blue book. Yeah. Yeah,
5 years though.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. And I started doing it in the pandemic, and now I've sort of like looped back around. And for like the first few days of June, it was like, you know, the height of the protests and stuff. And so all my entries are just like, well, I like spent all day glued to Twitter, like just watching everything get worse and worse and worse. Like, it's so bad. Why am I talking about it? It's horrible.
Well, quite a look back. I mean, I guess it works, you know.
When you say it's come around, does it work in a way where you're always like, does it circle around, or you mean you were just looking back through it?
The book is a loop. It's a circle.
Yeah, the book is a loop. Yeah.
Is it an aurora borealis?
You enter the book. Yeah. You enter the book, and then it just becomes what you need it to become.
It's like the movie Sphere.
Yeah.
Every page has like 1 year, year one, year two, year three, like, right? Like,
yeah.
Okay. So you're seeing.
I'm seeing what I wrote
every
last
June
year.
6th. Yeah, you'll see what you wrote June 6th before.
And it allowed the one thing that I did glean, the one positive thing that I gleaned from the One Line a Day journal is it was like April 8th, I think. My April 8th, 2020 entry was like, we ate pizza and watched a movie or whatever. And then when I went April 8th, 2021, when I went to log what I had done that day, we had also eaten pizza and watched a movie. Wow. So now April 8th is just pizza day.
That's cool.
Wow, pizza day.
The 8 is like an infinity sign with pizza in it. In my mind.
Yeah.
Wait, what, awesome. Jen, what is your handle?
It's Jen Likes Pizza on Twitter.
There's a lot that could impress you about the all-new Honda Prologue EV. True, it's got class-leading passenger space and clean, thoughtful design and intuitive technology. But what really sets the Prologue apart from the competition is that it's more than an EV. It's a Honda. Honda, the power of dreams. Visit Honda.com/Prologue to learn more.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
I feel like maybe it's less the April 8th.
Yeah, how many other days? Calendar. Can you check your email for what you did in, 2019 on April 8th?
Dear Papa John's, another disappointing pizza.
I love your politics and hate your pizza.
And how do I meet the guy in the commercials?
Is he that sweaty in real life? Is there, are most of the things you put in that journal like thoughts or what you did that day? Do you ever just like try to be poetic with it, or is it always just kind of like, here's a line summing up my day?
I usually, just like write what I did that day. But there were times like in May and June from last year where I definitely was just like, well, I'll just sort of write how the world feels right now, which is horrible. Mm-hmm. So that was like slightly more leaning poetic, I guess, although it was also just writing what was happening, which was everything's bad. But yeah, usually it just feels like I'm literally logging something for no one. Just being like, today I ate pizza.
Ryan and I were talking about this on one of our Patreon apps, patreon.com/themannowdoc. But we've been talking about like journaling and the act of doing that makes the events and actions of your life not feel like just in the ether.
Yeah. So you mean kind of like in the butterfly effect when he can time travel by reading his journals, like it makes it its own time.
That is the exact analogy I would use. Yes.
This is me finally learning that that's why he was able to do that in the butterfly effect. It was a movie that I just couldn't bring myself to ever watch.
You've never seen it?
I've seen like clips on TV, but I've always been like, I think I get it. He seems like he's sad or whatever.
Wait, who is in the Butterfly Effect? Which movie is this?
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, okay.
Ethan Suplee.
And Amy Smart. Wow, no response for Amy Smart at all.
I don't think I've seen it.
I recommend. I don't know if I recommend it. It's definitely like a fun watch. It's like the bleakest movie in the world. Like they really are just like, we are going to depress you and show you the worst possible stuff you've ever seen in your life. Mm-hmm. And I find that funny.
There's kind of a like a, hey, other people could make Donnie Darko vibe to it, I feel like, where it's like, we can make a weird, sad movie
I'm
about
twisted,
time
dude.
Travel. Yeah, yeah.
I'm also twisted. Yeah.
I'm messed up. Twisted I and normal. Sad.
Yeah.
I think that's maybe my least favorite aesthetic, is somebody who wants you to think that they are twisted. Because it's like, at what point was any of this for me? Do you know what I mean? Like, okay, cool, you're twisted. Sucky movie. You know what I mean? Like, there was nothing for the audience. It was just about how whoever made it was fucking dark. And it's like, that sucked. I mean, that's how I generally feel.
I'm picturing you meeting the Joker in real life and just being like, who cares?
You don't even seem that dangerous. What are you, unarmed? I guess you have a little knife?
Yeah.
I feel like if you made $200 more a week, you wouldn't be the Joker.
Yeah.
Hey, Arthur. Arthur, thank you so much for coming in early and meeting with me. I just want to let you know, congrats. We're actually giving you a raise.
Thanks for having me in here. I'm sorry. What are you saying to me?
Yeah.
Hey, mind if I sit down?
Yeah, no, please sit down. Definitely. It looks like, yeah, those shoes, they're a little big. It feels like it's uncomfortable to stand in them, maybe. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I've been on the street spinning my sign, and it's been hell, honestly. And I'm surprised to hear this. I'm a little shocked, if you will.
Yeah, no, totally. Yeah, we just feel like you've been doing a really great job spinning the sign around and stuff. So we just wanted to go ahead and give you a raise. You're going to be making $200 more per week. And, you know, it comes with a little bit more responsibility. Like maybe, I don't know, maybe you want to be dressing like a little bit more professionally, like the green hair dye running off your face. You know, it looks a lot like you did it yourself. Maybe go back to your regular hair. But
well, with $200, I could get a regular haircut. And I could maybe go to the Gap and get a shirt that I like and shoes that fit me.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Wow. This is a huge difference for
okay,
me.
Okay, wow, Arthur. It's good to see you again. When I saw your name come up in my appointment book, you know, our last visit ended up pretty combatively. I didn't think I'd ever see you again, but
I jumped up on the ceiling fan and spun around. And
Yeah. And you obviously broke the fan, which we've barely gotten fixed. And just barely fixed it. So please. I'm guessing you're back because the surgery to get the scars fixed isn't overpriced for you anymore.
It's actually really reasonable for me right now. It actually changes up a lot. That I screamed and spit in your face about the prices being so some sort of mad rich man would only be able to afford it. But I think with an extra, honestly, $10. A week, yeah. I was able to make this work.
That's great. Yeah, I remember you spent most of the last... It was a while ago, but it stuck with me because it was very odd. You spent most of the last meeting talking about how Bruce Wayne probably could afford it, and I was like, yeah, but it
Well,
it didn't
I mean, he's infamously rich, and I hate him so, but I'm starting to understand what just having a little bit of money can do for your life.
Well, that's great. So, yeah, I think what we would do basically is... we could kind of take some of the skin from the back of your thigh and graft it onto the scars on your face there, and it would make them, they would still be there, but they'd be a lot less pronounced.
So I don't look like I'm permanently smiling forever.
Absolutely, no. Yeah, you would be able to smile when you want it, frown when you want it, or whatever. Because even
I could
though
frown.
You look like
I could,
you're, Yeah, it looks like you want to frown most of the time.
I've been trying to frown for about 5 years now.
I can see that, because honestly, there's some frown lines on your forehead that we could deal with while we were in there under the knife.
Oh, really? I thought these were... Okay, well, yeah, I mean, wow. I had the time before I came here to go to Kinko's and print off this letter to you, just apologizing. I just wanted to... Take the time to write down my thoughts.
Oh, and, whoa, this is the first letter I've gotten from you that wasn't all cut out of a magazine. Wow.
I could afford regular paper now. And
Joker. I finally caught you.
Sorry, is this what? How, is this Batman? Sorry, I just was sleeping in my bed at 2 in the morning.
Of course it's Batman. What did you think I was? A demon, a scary demon.
Listen, I thought you were just an intruder in my home. I
am an intruder in your home. I was not invited. Be scared of me. I've caught you.
Look, I was dead asleep. I actually have a little bit more responsibility at my job now, and I have to kind of get up a little earlier than. I'm sorry that I used to, you know, blow things up. I shouldn't have blown up so much stuff.
You blew up my girlfriend. Cat is...
Hold on. One second. Just a loud cat screaming throughout the house. Sorry. You were saying...
You can't shut me away. It's me, Catwoman. Hi, Bruce. That was me. I mean, Batman. I don't...
Hey. Selena, please. Oh,
okay, so we are getting it out. We do know each other, Arthur. I know Bruce here.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen... Guys, I kind of fell out of this circle. I'm going to be honest. It's good to see both of you again, but I'm just feeling a little like this phase of my life has passed, and I do want to apologize for just being extremely rude and wicked and twisted, but that's just not me, baby. Look, I would love to get like a coffee maybe tomorrow at lunchtime. I could do like a salad. I'm going. There's a Quiznos by my work that
I would love to meet you. You get the salad at Quiznos?
I've had a great carbonara salad. It's my first salad. I couldn't go full green. I'm trying to eat more healthy. They used to have so many ribs poking out, and I guess a salad's not super going to be helpful with that. But
hello, sir. Welcome to Quiznos. What can we get for you?
The carbonara salad, please.
Okay, absolutely. Toasted. Would you like that toasted? Yes. Okay. We'll put that right through the toaster here. Ooh. Sorry, have I? You look familiar. Were you in a? I don't know. How do I know you? You look so familiar. I can't put my finger on it.
I shot a talk show host on TV a little while ago. Did you happen to see that?
No, it isn't that. I don't think so. I mean, that guy was crazy looking. Green hair, and he had these weird things on his face. Are you just... Maybe you're a regular here. You come in here often?
I'm starting to come in here more and more. Is this... I was in here yesterday getting this very same order, if that's a... Were you working yesterday?
Can we hurry this up? Some of us are trying to get a fish sandwich.
Take it easy, Penguin. Take it easy.
You take it easy.
Take it easy. I'm dealing with a nice man right now, okay?
Oh, fuck off.
You know what?
I'm in a rush. I've only got a 30-minute break.
Sir, Mr. Penguin, you can please... I'm totally fine waiting a little longer for my order, actually.
All right.
Don't feel slighted into it.
Okay, thank you. One fish sandwich. Raw.
I don't think we're allowed to serve for you just a raw piece of fish. It's not sushi grade or anything.
Is your manager here? I'd like to speak to the manager.
Yeah, sure. I'll grab the manager. One sec. Hold on a second. Hey, there's a little... I don't know how to say it. There's a penguin guy out here to talk to you.
Oh, okay. Oh, boy.
He wants a raw fish sandwich. Yeah, I don't know.
Just give it to him. Who gives a shit?
That's true, yeah. It's the first time I've ever been a stickler with a customer. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, honestly, Jerry, we don't own this Quiznos. Go poison the man if he wants to be poisoned. I don't care.
You're right. All right, you weird little penguin. How many fishes do you want? Oh! You're rubbing your little three fingers together. It's so weird.
Oh, let me take, I guess, six little fishies.
Okay. Mm,
those actually look pretty good. Could I actually get them? I was hoping, I don't know if it's a normal salad. I'm new to salads, but could I have a raw fish salad as well?
Sure, absolutely. Not toasted.
What do I want? Do I want raw fish or soup? Let me flip my coin.
Now, sir, are you okay? Forgive me.
Just a little burned, but I'm
fine. Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, I'll help you guys real quick. Sorry, got busy real fast. So that was six fish sandwiches, or just little fish, right? And then a fish salad is on top of your carbonara salad, one of them toasted, one of them not. And you were flipping your coin. Did you make a decision?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have both.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Arthur, Harvey, Oswald, there's somebody. I didn't think you would all be right here in this Quiznos. I've been talking to somebody who you simply must meet. I believe, is it, what was it again? Is it Mr. Ra's al Ghul?
Hello.
And scene. Truly my favorite line from any movie, the Ra's al Ghul line.
The best. The best.
Just a normal person at the party.
I don't know if we've ever even talked about it on the old pod. Everybody watch Batman Begins and fast forward about three quarters of the way through to an old woman that decides to introduce Bruce Wayne to Ra's al Ghul at one of his parties.
Bruce, there's somebody here you simply must meet. Now, am I pronouncing this right? Mr. Ra's al Ghul?
How does she know him? How does she know Ra's al Ghul?
What was the conversation?
Yeah, what was the conversation? She was like, Bruce, you have to meet this man. Yes. He is so charming.
Quietly a ninja and
you've got to meet this 60-year-old white ninja. Simply you must.
Gotham is going to burn. Gotham will burn.
He might be European. I can't tell.
You know what? I don't think I've ever eaten Quiznos in my whole life.
Really?
I went into one once and it smelled like a literal shit, and I never went back into another one.
Tell me about this episode sponsored by Quiznos, graciously. Oh, fuck. Thank you so much.
But I'm excited to try.
Just like they sent us in the copy.
There was this Quiznos near my house growing up that, like, in high school, there was this like church dodgeball league that me and some friends did that was like very, it was like a lot of intense baseball player dudes, and then our team was like a little more silly, kind of like a you know, like what people who are, you know, comedians would do with their dodgeball team or whatever. But it was just like a funny pre dodgeball game thing that we would do was go eat Quiznos and then go play dodgeball.
And then get diarrhea during the dodgeball match?
I think that's a thing you can do in high school, but you can never do again, where you're like, okay, eating this trash like 20 minutes before you exercise for an hour.
Mm-hmm. My high school cross country team, we sometimes, like, we would be sent out on long runs and we would just run to the Wendy's nearby, eat Wendy's, and then run back.
And you guys were running that last whole time? Last in the section?
And we did that during meets, of course.
Zach, I didn't know you had a whole dodgeball history. You both were on that dodgeball team that all the comedians in LA were on, right? That, like, that league was very, had a lot of complicated politics.
It was, please. It was just this, my friends, Zach Fairless knew people who were doing it. And then we had a team that was called Coldplay that had like Jen and just like a ton of people that we know that just like kind of cycled in and out because it was a nightmare. And it was like all these other teams were like, I don't know, like it's like work friends at weird different jobs in LA who like clearly were like people in their like 30s who'd scream at someone that they disagreed with on a dodgeball court that was supposed to be like a fun game. It was like where like a bunch of like weird young professionals got out a bunch of aggression, and it was immediately off-putting for a lot of people, but I did play it for like 6 years.
It was very fun. Like the level of competitiveness was kind of fun, but then I was going to say, when you said that like in your church dodgeball league that there were baseball players that took it too seriously, that was like exactly the dynamic in our league. There were like people who clearly played like baseball in college and like right. just were like jacked and angry and would just hurl the ball so hard and fast at people's heads, and it was just like, we're playing dodgeball, sir.
Yeah, there's got to be some like agreement of like, this is all an opt-in for fun thing. You don't get to put like professional sports equivalents onto this or something.
Yeah
it felt like there were people who were like, well, the only thing I'm good at is throwing a ball 90 miles an hour, and so I'd want to do it at this place where I can throw it at everyone all the time, you know, actually right. try to hit people.
Right. Yeah.
The thing that bothered me on top of that, I only went once and I never went back, was that it's so hard to ref, and the refs are, you know, they're getting paid like $6 an hour.
No, they're not just, getting paid. No,
they're not getting paid at all.
They're just people. Yeah.
They're just people.
You have to ref the other teams.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it was?
Yeah. So you always had to have your team have like three people hang out to ref other games, which I would have much rather paid a little more money and just had some guy do it.
1,000,000%. Mm-hmm. Because that was the hardest part, is people are just like, no, I'm not out. You'd like hit someone, they'd be like, no. And it would be like, okay.
And they get so mad. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They'd be like, fuck you for saying I'm out.
Like, just an adult man who has been hit by a ball being like, I did not get hit by that ball.
Right. What do you, me, my whole time in elementary through high school?
Yeah.
Get out of here. You got to grow up.
It's a funny meeting in the middle where it doesn't work for anyone. Where it's all these hyper competitive people who didn't make it in whatever they wanted to do. And so now are like down a level. And then all of these people who just want to have a fun thing where they don't have to be hyper competitive, but it's just like a fun little thing. And they're right in the middle, and it sucks for everybody.
Yeah, the Venn diagram is just not touching.
Los Angeles.
That's it.
It is like oddly a good representation of that, of like fully different lives, but being forced into like this same weird box for some reason, where there's like some kind of lawyer who like drives a crazy Mercedes to this dodgeball practice, as well as a guy who, you know, plays in 6 dodgeball leagues a week and doesn't do anything else.
Right.
Hey guys, I don't think I can make the birthday drinks.
Oh man, what's up?
I just got dodgeball. And I know you guys are so nice and you want to reschedule, but it's like, I think I got like 5 different games this week, so I think just do it without me.
Your birthday drinks?
Oh. Yeah, do it without me. Just, you know, you don't have to do it even, but I'm just saying, like, I gotta do dodgeball.
We could do it like late one night. Like, I'm fine starting at like 9 if you want to we can plan it for after one of your games.
Yeah, I can make that work.
Okay, what night can you do 9?
I mean,
the
weekends, man.
Weekends are good for me, whatever.
Yeah. I'll make it work.
Weekends
You're my
are
best
tough.
Bud.
Yeah, I love you, but weekends are tough for me because I got a match on Monday. And so weekends are kind of for the regeneration, the recharge, get ready for
the match. I just want to point out, it was a pretty quick love you, man. We're trying to celebrate your birthday here, okay? And, like, you're just really putting dodgeball ahead of everything in your life. I mean, we all used to live together. I feel like, you know, I miss you. I miss you in the friend group.
Mm-hmm. I love you. And I miss you guys, too. And at a certain point, you know, look, we all, you know, we played dodgeball in college together, and some people couldn't cut it. Some people didn't make it. Some people dropped out for different reasons.
I hurt my ankle. I hurt my ankle.
But
it's not cutting it. I hurt my ankle.
Whatever happened, you know, we did the rec dodgeball league, and some of us that you don't have a backup plan. You know what I mean? That's what they say about dodgeball, is if you have a fallback, you're not going to make it. And so that's it for me, is I'm all dodgeball. Yeah. And if my friends can't handle it, I apologize. I love you guys, but we got to make it work.
So you got a pretty serious game on Monday? Is that what you're saying?
No, Monday's an exhibition, but if you're not coming to the exhibition seriously, then how are you going to do in the playoffs? Practice what you, what is it?
Practice how you want to play?
Yeah, but there's like a good way to say it, so you always remember.
Okay, never mind. You know what? Have a great birthday. I hope it's a really fantastic birthday, and maybe you guys can celebrate at one of your games, which whenever you want to tell us where and when they are, we'd love to come support.
Yeah, why can't we come see one of the games?
Well, you know, that's kind of... I don't want to go up Power Man 5000, but it's worlds colliding, you know, and I don't love my dodgeball people meeting my college friends because it's just a different vibe. You know, you all are all mad at me because I love dodgeball. And these guys...
I wouldn't say, hey, man, I wouldn't say it's because you love dodgeball. Like, that's, you know, we love that you have a hobby that you're passionate about. It's more just like the extent it's taken over your life, you know, like the reason I stopped playing dodgeball with you is because you kept calling me the C word when I would say you were out.
That's
you would look me dead in my eyes and call me the C word.
Okay. That is,
and you wouldn't say it fully. You would just say you're the C word. And that almost is worse. I don't know why.
I won't say it to you right now, even though you're being like one, because I only use that type of language on the court. It's competitive language. That's not who I am in my day to day.
It's a confusing amount of restraint. Okay.
Yeah. That's okay. Also distressing.
Well, this feels like your kid's baptism all over again, where everybody's mad at me because I love dodgeball and I'm intense.
That wasn't about loving dodgeball, but it was about ruining the baptism. You splashed everybody and you threw the ball at the person running the ceremony.
Okay. I misread the
room. It was also unclear kind of why you did it, too. It just sort of happened. You just freaked out. It was like you were in some kind of like fugue state or something.
Yeah.
It was, and you called it right before you did it, too. And we were like, don't throw it directly at the bishop. And you nailed him.
Yeah. Look. We were all there. I hit the bishop in the nards at the it was a baptism because he dropped your beautiful son right into the water.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. And I don't know what happened there. My guess is it was a lot of time to not be focused on and thinking about dodgeball. And so I kind of freaked and I threw the ball. I apologized later, right?
It took a lot of cajoling to get the apology, though.
I just think overall we love you, and
thank you.
We hope love you have too. We hope you have a great birthday. And if you want to hang out sometime, why don't you just let us know? Because it feels like we've really done it, and we've sort of extended our hands. And I just don't know what else to do.
Well, we're all here together right now. Why don't we? I don't know. You guys want some carrots and celery, and I got hummus, and we could just hang.
I don't know. The look in your eye when you said that.
You pulled it out of that gym bag. Is this your between game snack?
Yeah, but I could share it with buds because I love you guys. I miss you. And it just feels like we've all, is it just me or have we not all gone in separate directions? I mean,
us three have been kind of going in sort of a similar direction. But I would say, I mean, we love you though.
I love you
too. We love you. We wish you would come to our wine and cheese nights, you know?
I just can't be tempted. Okay, you put wine around me, you put cheese around me, I mean, then I'm unhealthy for the match. And not to mention, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, like, I didn't know that was the issue. I thought you just didn't want to come, but like, wine and cheese night is a state of mind, you know? It doesn't have to be wine and cheese. It can be water and celery. It's just, you know,
I love
getting
it
together.
I love it. Let's do water and celery. We'll do water and celery, and we'll watch.
This is my one night away, and I'm not going to give up the wine and the cheese because you... No. I still want wine and cheese. That's our whole night. We all love that.
Okay.
Can I change gears for a second and just... My bachelor party's coming up, 3 months
awesome.
From now.
Yeah,
and
awesome.
I remember you saying something like there was like an off season or something like that. Like your season must come to an end, right?
Yeah.
Like,
July we're off, right? So we should be good in July for the bachelor party. Obviously, I got to stay close in case any of my boys get injured or anything like that. I can help them out, but I'll go to the bachelor party and I'll just fly back if anything happens.
What do you need to help them with if they're injured in the off season? Can't they just stay at home? Or
this is why we grew apart.
I guess I don't get it.
Yeah, we don't get it.
You just help a bud when they get hurt, right? I mean, this is the season. Depending on the league, it's only 13 games. You know, you're playing all sorts. Hi.
Whoa, you did catch it.
Whoa, okay. You got it.
I am prepared for life. Now that's my dog. If this was wine and cheese night, I'd be all over it. But we're doing wine and cheese and we're watching whatever movie that you guys worked on. And you know, it's
think our movies are stupid?
No, I was just passionate because I had a thing thrown at me that I caught and I got into dodgeball mode. All right.
Yeah. Your movies are great. My movie, Space Dog, is stupid?
I just don't understand how it could be not a kid's movie and not a comedy.
Because the dog in space, that dog doesn't understand what he's doing in space. We're in the dog's mind. We're experiencing it the way the dog does. It's scary.
I will say this. It was a scary movie to watch. It was It was a very scary experience.
Thank you. It's supposed to be scary.
Yeah. It's not for me, is all I'm saying. Just like dodgeball's not for you. But I didn't come to set of Space Dog that often and tell you that, you were ruining my life for making it.
Yeah, you did it a couple times.
You did it a few times.
That sucked.
Yeah. You stole the dog for a little bit.
Well, we needed a team mascot, and I had seen the dog get cast to Space Dog. And
hey, Dan, where the heck have you been, dude? Us dodgeball bros have been hanging. Where were you? You were gone, man.
Guys, I got to quit the team.
What?
Wait, what?
What does that mean? It's dodgeball 24/7.
I had a glass of wine with my friends. I broke the rules. You know, I didn't treat my body like the gym that it is. And I disappointed all of you.
Put on this blindfold.
I knew this would happen. All right. Somebody, I can't tie knots behind.
Spin around.
Can somebody, don't spin me yet. It's not on. Can somebody knot? So don't spin me yet until the knot is tied because I can't tie a knot behind.
I'll work on the knot. Maybe start spinning him a little slower.
Yeah, I'll slowly spin him.
By the time,
okay, here we go.
He's at the velocity.
I can tie the knot while you spin him. Here, keep spinning.
You don't both need to tie the knot.
Burn your ass.
Wait, I'll let you take over the knot. I'll help spin. Maybe we can get it double.
Okay, actually,
fast.
You keep tying the knot. I'll fill the balls with the lead balls.
Yes. Pump them up hard.
Yeah.
You're dead.
I hate to say this, but we're spinning too fast.
See, <God.
laughs> I could have just spun him for about an hour and figured out little complications. I'll tell you what. Speaking of spinning, you guys ever get dizzy? I got dizzy the other day, like kind of on accident. It was just a horrible feeling. I got up too fast and I just felt dizzy, and it was only for like 3 seconds, but I felt like it was the hardest 3 seconds of my life. I was like, where am I gonna go? I'll never be regular again. Like, it felt like fully just out of my own control.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I feel like I've, especially with quarantine, just have found myself sitting too long and then
standing up like, oh God, am I getting old? What the fuck is happening to me? My knees are popping more.
My knees, they've in quarantine have just gone crazy.
Really? Both of
you? I think it is like the sitting too long and then they just like, or it's being almost turning 33.
No, that's too young for pops. I mean, as far as aging goes. It's not like too young for it to happen, but
right. What dictates all those pops and all that other stuff? Like, can you just be like well stretched or something like that, and not have those problems?
Yeah, and I think that there are like, just from the TikToks that I've seen that are about a similar topic, who knows how closely they resemble my situation. But like, I think there are like similar, there are like muscles near your knee that you can strengthen to like avoid joint issues that are sort of like stabilizing muscles.
TikTok says that's just it.
A TikTok. So it's 100% true.
Yep.
That makes sense though. That's not like, that doesn't feel like quack science where it's like, well, your knees start to hurt because we were actually biologically supposed to be in water right now, so you need to swim more, and it's like, oh, I don't know that those things are connected.
It feels like that video is like the first video that's normal, and then you like start following that channel, and then they slowly radicalize you. It's like, yeah, you just got to strengthen these muscles on the side of your knee. And, you know, you got to do that in order to protect people from taking what's rightfully yours, you know?
I mean,
eventually the crystals go in your knees.
Yeah.
Then you're going to want to cut gills into your own head. We're all trying to get back to the water.
What's up, gill heads? We're on day 5.
What even is that show?
Like
the welcome back to the sea.
Day 100, I'm a fish.
Would you guys go back to the sea if you could?
I went to an aquarium kind of recently when I was in.
So Zaxi, yes.
So 100% yes. The experience of being in one of those tunnels that is in an aquarium is like, yeah, I could do this. I could get used to this.
The sea, I don't know, man. Pretty scary. I could go back to the lake. I could live in the lake, but the sea is so bottomless. I mean, there's a bottom, but it feels so open.
Hmm. It's horrifying. They say that we know more about space than like the deep ocean.
Ooh, yeah, what
maybe because there's
about
less really to creepy. Know. I mean, there's nothing out there. Maybe it's just easier to know that.
Like, yeah, that we were just so... like, it's dark out there.
Yeah, right.
There's more stuff. Yeah, I mean, the sea has like all sorts of monsters in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really scary. Whenever I watch like, you know, what are those things? David Attenborough, like Planet Earth or whatever. The most riveting and disgusting parts are always deep sea, where they're like, this squid looks like a straight up cartoon penis, but is dangerous and, or, you know, whatever. And it's just like, oh, this is real? Like, this is what weird shit is based on.
It lives by impaling other creatures with a needle that comes out of its ears. It's always like,
but don't forget, it lights up.
Yeah, it's always like, you think this is a pretty light, but actually, it's all bones.
Damn, I thought that was a pretty light.
I don't have a new thought about that. I'm sorry. I started talking and then I was like, no, that's a new thought. I'm scared of the sea. I'm even like, I'm hoping to kind of just maybe surf a little bit this summer. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, even I used to surf, but now that I don't know if it's because I'm older, because I'm like, the oceans are warmer, so sharks are coming closer, is my theory. I don't know. It scares me.
That I think is true. And also, like, they have fewer animals to eat. So they're like, coming closer.
Right. They're broadening their horizons a little bit.
Yeah. They're like, you know what? Now we will eat humans on purpose. It's been an accident for a long time, but let's do it for real now.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking of becoming a beach person, and now I'm not sure.
Nah, it's fine. I mean, I don't know if narcissism is exactly the word, but it's like, so I'm going to be the guy of all my friends that got attacked by a shark? Yeah, right. Right. It's not going to happen. Like,
there's five a year, it's going to be me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, it has happened to other people, but they want me. I look like a seal. I don't know.
I look like a seal. I just got a new wetsuit, biffed on the colors, looks exactly like a seal.
I am completely hairless. People would think I am a seal so easily.
Instead of her seeing like Jen's trying to get eaten by a shark.
I mean, look, I just go to the ocean, I flap around like I'm in distress, and that's just how I have fun.
Well, should we jump into some listener voicemails, Dan? What do you think?
That would be my dream.
Wonderful.
So, folks, we're going to do some scenes off of voicemails from listeners. If you would like to leave a voicemail and hear some scenes off of your own very own personal voicemail, give us a call. The number is 818-465. Did I pull up the thing in time to finish it? 8656, 818-465-8656. Give us a call. Leave a 30-second to minute-long true story, and we'll do scenes off of it, just like the one you're about to hear now.
Hey, this is Hank again. So I live in a 7-bedroom house where we're all on individual leases. And I've been here for a little over a year and a half. Yeah. And I recently found out that I was the last person who moved in who didn't have to put in an application where I like, Everyone who moved in after me had to like write an essay about what they would bring to the house and fill out like a little worksheet about like what kind of hours they keep. Like they were looking for a freshman year roommate for people, but I didn't have to do that. So like, I don't know what that means about what I've done here. I love the show. Thanks so much. Sorry. Bye.
Sorry.
Thank you, Hank. Thanks, I need Hank. To apologize.
Great way to say goodbye.
That is a really funny, like almost backhanded way to be like, oh my God, that last roommate who still lives here was crazy. We've got to set some rules. Don't tell her. Don't tell her.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it sounds almost like, I'm curious if that's legal to have to make people write essays about.
Right.
Also, the living arrangement sounds like X-Men.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Life is full of things to manage. Your work, your family, your plans, and your treatment. Consider Kesimpta, ofatumumab 20 milligram injection. You can take it yourself from the comfort of home. If you're ready for something different, ask your healthcare provider about Kesimpta and check out the details at kesimpta.com. Brought to you by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation.
Like that it's a 7-bedroom,
which is like a giant with house individual. Like
yeah
I've come across like listings like that before, but they were like more upfront. They were like, hey, what's up, this is a social cool house. If you want to live here, you got to want to hang and also maybe work together. Like it's like you know, like young creatives. Like it sounds like on the verge of like a TikTok house, but it's not one. You know, it's just like, I don't know. We're going to live cheap, but we're friends. I don't know. It seems so bizarre to me.
Yeah. Like you're just trying to create the show Friends. Yes. We're going to all hang out and be best friends. We're going to eat breakfast before work every morning.
How easy is your life? Nothing too challenging can ever happen to you.
Right.
Well, thanks for coming into the place and meeting us. We were very excited. Just to, you know, your email, you sent us your Instagram. You look very cool. You look like a blast. It looks like we would really all get along. So we just wanted to meet in person and make sure before we rent the room to you.
That's cool. Yeah, I'm excited to be here. You guys seem like you have a really cool pad. You know, I like the decor and seems like I would fit in really well here.
Well, yeah, I feel the same way. And I think we all know each other, but I'm Brad. This is Alex, and that's Sam.
Hi, guys. I, of course, am Brian. It's nice to meet you guys in person.
Yeah, it's so nice to meet you. Do you have what is your mutant power? I didn't see that on the worksheet that you filled out. I'm not sure if you just like missed if that last page fell off. I know it was like a packet.
I was looking at that too, and I could see where I would make that mistake. So yeah, what is your power, I guess?
I guess I never forget trash night. You know, I never forget the trash day, and I'll take out the trash every time. You know, we're not going to have a stinky house if I'm around.
Oh, wow. That must have been very hard. Did that hit around puberty when that started happening, or, you know, how did that work?
Yeah, I guess it was around puberty. I just realized when the trash truck came, it's the same every week, so...
Did you feel othered?
No, I don't think so. I think most people appreciated it. You know, it was like, I guess in my last place, I was sort of like the house mom, you know?
I took care of a lot of that kind of stuff. So you take on a lot of other people's, you know, you think it's all on you to do the trash all the time. You neglect your life to be the trash person.
No, I think it's just helpful. Maybe we're too deep on this one. Sorry.
Would
yeah,
you
I don't
say
know.
That
I
when
really
you make
understand.
Other people, you would sort of your anti-stink field makes you stinky?
Great question, Sam.
Yeah, you absorb all the stink, and so the stink is in you.
I'm just talking about like taking out trash. Am I lost? I'm just talking about taking out trash.
Oh, okay. No, yeah. Well, what we're saying, like, for example, hi, Brad. My superpower is that if I touch you, I can then turn my head into your head.
That's really? Oh, holy moly.
So, yeah, that's why I wear these gloves, because I don't want to walk around with different people's heads.
I was going to say, you touched my shoulder earlier, but I didn't see the head change. That would have been pretty... That's the one that you want to tell people about before it happens, I guess.
Well, yeah, it took... Like we were saying with you, trying to figure out your trash and your stink stuff, it took a lot for me to realize, you know, how to use this for good, and also how to not let this power control me, how to actually control my power, which it sounds like was not an issue with you and taking the trash out and that mutation.
I'm so sorry, guys. Let me just, can I fully come clean? I didn't realize that this was actually a mutant house. I thought that was sort of like I'm comfortable with mutants. You know, I think it's awesome. I just didn't know. I thought it was sort of tongue-in-cheek.
Oh.
Seems like I've really offended you guys. I'm so, so sorry. I don't mean anything by it. I just don't.
No, I'm sorry. I got confused by the phrase tongue-in-cheek, because that's actually my power, is that if I touch you, your tongue becomes in my cheek. I get your tongue.
Oh my God. Do I
lose
it?
That's why I wear these gloves. Huh?
Okay. Well, I appreciate you guys putting on the gloves for me. That's really awesome. Do I lose my tongue if that happens? And do I lose my head if yours head turns into my head?
You lose your tongue when I take it. But I can give it back.
Okay.
You keep your head. It's more about my head transforming for mine. So it all works differently. This means stuff.
Yeah.
Cool.
And it's like your trash stuff. You know, like that trash superpower is different than ours. You know.
I would love if you touched somebody, they would get that trash superpower. Because honestly, Alex could use that every once in a while for you to make them good at taking out the trash.
Okay. Yeah, I do make trash as my power. That's why I wear these gloves. And
okay.
They're sort of garbage bags on my hands.
Well, hey, this isn't what I was expecting, but you guys are like a really cool crew. You guys seem so close and tight-knit, and, you know, this is not a very nice house for what I thought mutants would have, if I'm being totally honest, but
I'm sorry,
but
what?
I'm down.
Yeah, what?
Well, I'm down. I like the low price. I've seen some of the movies and stuff. I figured that most of the, like, big mutants were sort of at Professor X's house.
Well, you know, those are movies, right? You know, it's not.
No, it's sort
they
of
had
fiction.
To make it look better for the movies, you know.
Right, but I thought it was based on some sort. I mean, there is a Professor X.
Well, I see we're interviewing the new roommate. Could somebody push the button on the motorized thing to bring me down the stairs, please?
I'll throw some trash at it from here.
Way off.
Let me try it one more time.
Oh. We have to take out that on Wednesday.
A funny mutant, I see. Somebody push the button so the thing can move me downstairs. Well, it didn't start moving yet. It keeps missing. Ow! Somebody stand up and push the button. Ow!
I'll come halfway up and try again.
Why don't I push the button? Why don't I push the button? I'll just push the button.
Yeah, you know,
wonderful.
Look, I don't even need a power for this. I'll just push the button with my old hand.
Great.
Wow.
Whoa!
Still moving pretty slow.
That's his power. He can go up and down that banister real fast.
They tell me I go fast, but you seem to say I'm moving slowly.
Yeah, you're about a quarter of the way down the stairs. Hey, can I don't know if you guys will have me, but I'm in. I'm fully down to live here. I would love to live here and just see what happens. I swear, I know that I haven't been very sensitive right at the top, but I will do my best to fit in here and just, man, you guys are really cool. What was your name? Sorry.
I am Professor Z. Professor Xavier.
Okay. Well, nice to meet you, Professor Z.
Can you even see me? I'm going so fast.
Well, you're about three quarters of the way down the stairs now. So yes, you are getting closer. I can see you.
Oh, wonderful to meet you.
And did I miss it? What's your superpower?
It's going very fast on this contraption here.
You didn't miss it at all.
Yeah, okay. You saw it.
I have come down here not just to meet you, but because there's unfortunate news. The bank is being robbed. But we must go. We must assemble our powers and go save the people at the bank.
Oh, my god!
We got to get in our airplane and get out of here.
Yeah, everyone quick to the airplane.
Oh, can I come?
Do you know how to fly an airplane?
I mean, I've done Flight Simulator on Nintendo Original.
Whoa, okay. He's going to take out the trash and fly the plane.
Cool. So yes, it's slightly kind of different from plane. The movie. Yeah, a little bit of an old X-Men type plane. Are you sorry?
We don't know
I guess
how
I'm
to get
assuming.
It out
are you guys part of the X-Men, or are you just mutants who are unaffiliated?
We're unaffiliated mutants. Okay. You know, it's pretty hard to get
them.
Into the X-Men.
I know those.
Yeah,
guys,
we know but... them. Yeah.
Nightcrawler's a real asshole, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Met him a
we
couple
really
times.
Don't like Nightcrawler.
He cold-shouldered me.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
He put some trash on top of my hands because he thought it was sort of the trash can.
He was going to perch on the trash can, but it was your hands?
He added to the pile, and it was humiliating. And I think that's why I didn't get into the X-Men, if I'm going to be honest. Hmm.
I stole Magneto's tongue, and he was pretty upset about that because he kind of likes talking a lot.
Right.
So.
Right. Wow. Well, yeah, it looks like I got the plane started. Why don't we just fly over to the bank and you guys can do your thing? I'd love to see it in action.
Professor, what's the plan? I mean, how are we going to stop these bank robbers?
We'll all use our special powers to stop them. I mean, between the four of us, it's time to take out the trash. Am I right or am I right? Huh?
Put me down! Put me down! What is this?
You're morphing into my trash hands. You're becoming trash.
Ah, I'm trash! Crumple, crumple! Crumple.
Aww, well, we always do that to our roommate.
Yes, another roommate turned into trash by Alex.
Great.
Sorry.
Look, Maybe we just double back if anyone else knows how to fly the plane, and we'll just throw up another ad on Craigslist, keep this going. And, you know, I feel confident that we'll eventually have a roommate who can pay for the house because I don't have any money.
Yeah, there was, I mean, there was another candidate here that we can talk to. He said he just recently came into about $800 more a month, so I guess we could talk to him.
Is he okay coming and meeting us on the roof of the bank?
Yeah, and I hope he can fly a plane because obviously none of us can.
I'm already here, baby.
Whoa! Oh, awesome.
Excuse me. Sorry, that was my old voice. Hi, my name is James, previously the Joker. I was going to rob the bank, but I decided not to. Seems
just
like.
Now.
Oh. Just now, yes.
Wow. Oh, wow.
It's foolish. Foolish. I used to need the money. Now I don't anymore. I actually need to go get my wingtips polished shortly here. I got fancy new shoes. So skipped right past the penny loafers and went for the wingtips.
And are those comfortable?
Horrible. Horribly uncomfortable. I used to wear Ronald McDonald shoes that had plenty of space. These things stink.
They're all crammed in there.
Yeah, I'm crammed in, but it looks nice. Looks pretty nice.
Did you have a chance to look at the application that the professor sent?
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. I am looking for a bevy of new roommates. I am still comfortable in a nasty house. I hope that's something that you guys can provide. I can afford better, but I don't think I'm comfortable yet living in, you know, something fancy.
I shake out a bunch more trash out of my hands.
Okay, this bodes well.
I think you're going to fit in just fine.
See?
No.
Thanks, guys. I'd love to move into that house as the Joker.
I guess we love improv about comics.
Would you say that somehow it got offered to you that you could play maybe not the Joker, but a Joker-esque type role? It's something that's like kind of iconic, but you have to take like a huge, huge swing.
Right.
Are you excited to do that or are you too scared to do it?
I think if I was like 45, I would love to do it.
Yeah.
Right. And just like kind of retire.
Less scary if you're older.
Right.
People are more forgiving of big swings.
If you've made 15 movies and you know you're going to make 10 more, who cares about any of them?
Oh, am I a movie star in this scenario?
Well, maybe. I don't know.
If you're being offered that role, I mean, I guess unless they're taking a risk with it.
I mean, it seems very scary. Like, nothing makes me laugh harder than, like, Jared Leto being like, I ain't crazy, and then being almost entirely cut out of the movie.
And both of the Jokers are so like dark and of a thing, and then he's like, me too, and everyone's like, no, that's not canon. We're not going to do those on purpose.
Like everybody else, like you know, two other Jokers have won Oscars, and everyone else, like your Joker is just
kind of
like,
ignore that one.
Yeah.
And I think they were both like the biggest movie ever when they came out too.
Yeah.
Like they both like broke records and shit. And the other one I just remember a shot of him laying in knives and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, two of them won Oscars and the other one almost tanked the franchise. But I think you kind of have to be like Jared Leto. Like I don't imagine that he really cares. I think he still thinks he's great. And I think you have to have that some sort of that mindset to want to play that kind of role, right?
In some way, you have to not give a fuck and like be a little twisted.
Absolutely, it's twisted.
I last night was reading Keira Knightley's IMDb page trivia section, as you do, and
before bed, right? This is
before bed, yeah. This is the only way I can sleep.
Well, you do it nightly.
Whoa!
It's not that impressive, Jen, please.
Whoa, that was really good.
Oh my god.
Honey, did you see what Dan did? Put it up on the fridge.
Nightly.
Yeah, no.
IMDb.
I was reading her IMDb, and there was like a quote from her. The trivia section was not that interesting, but then the quote section is weirdly insanely long to the point where I'm like, someone just put literally everything they've ever heard Keira Knightley say in this quote section on her IMDb page. But one of the quotes was her talking about how, like, on the set of Pirates of the Caribbean, the first one, like, on day one of shooting, when Johnny Depp just started doing Jack Sparrow, everyone was like, what? And he was just like, no, this is how I'm going to play it. And everyone was just, and it's very funny to think of, like, being right on set of that movie and watching him do that. You must have been so scared.
Yes.
Yeah. Like,
no, am
doing?
I going to be in the like, the new Jar Jar? Am I going to be in the movie with the new Jar Jar?
Right.
There was, I heard this story that reminds me of where I think going, like, in Boogie Nights or something, like, apparently, I think it was, like, what's his name? Burt Reynolds was, like, starting to film, and he started doing, like, an Irish accent or something. And, like, I think, like, the director, Paul Thomas Anderson, was like, oh, no, I can't tell him not to. Like, it was, like, a very scary scenario. And then Mark Wahlberg was like, no, seriously, what are you going to do? And, like, wouldn't drop it and, like, made it. And he, like, got mad and then started doing it normally.
That's kind of amazing to have a fellow actor be like, no.
Yeah.
No, but you're joking, right? Like, and that was enough.
Stop.
Oh, my God.
Right. And to Burt Reynolds, who's kind of like an old Hollywood tough guy. Like, doesn't seem like you're going to change his mind, I would think.
Probably just quietly embarrassed. Like, I was going to take a swing.
Yeah.
Oh, Burt Reynolds, like, preparing the night before with his mom, trying the accent out.
Okay, it's porn in the Southern California Valley. Irish? That makes sense.
I suppose it does.
Oh, toy, toy, toy. That's the only Irish accent I can do.
That's all we need.
You don't want to get too far into words. You just don't want to make sounds.
Well, that was I would say that was almost a fantastical episode of the podcast.
Mm.
It was magical. Sure. What do you think, Ryan?
Magical, out there, absolutely fantastical.
Zach and Jen lived up to the promise. Zach had been on an episode before. And Jen has good relationships.
Absolutely. You're really doing the relational work in those, for sure.
Y'all did not disappoint. Jen, we already heard at Jen Likes Pizza, but anything you'd like to plug or anywhere else people can find you?
I don't know. Follow my dog on Instagram, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. _ Walnut.
Oh, an underscore. I didn't know that he had an Instagram.
Oh, yeah. I started it as a joke just to try to demand free things to insist he was a dog influencer. And he's still doing it. We got some free stuff. We got some free bark boxes. I would like to get some more free bark boxes.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. Congrats.
Yeah. Thank you so much. It's a worthwhile hobby that I have. It's very brave of me.
It's very brave to put yourself out there like that. Thank you for doing that.
Via your dog.
I think getting one at all is makes it worth it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
For sure.
I
just got greedy. I promised I would delete it as soon as I got one free bark box, and now it went to my head, and now I just need more free stuff.
Well, you got to start treating it the other, like, are there other box delivery companies that could maybe be competing with BarkBox?
I think that's what I think. I went too big. As soon as BarkBox was like, okay, we're done. We're not sending you more free things anymore. I immediately switched to trying to be a PetSmart ambassador. And I went too big. I got to go more niche. Got to go more
local.
Niche.
Were they like, did they literally say, sorry, we're just never going to send you a thing again?
We're done.
We're actually done here. So,
not even if you pay us will we send you anything.
You cannot buy our products.
Yeah. We don't want your money. Yeah, just one day they stopped coming. Anyway, sorry. Yes, you were wrapping it up.
No, that's... are you... Now, is Tomorrow War... Is that in theaters or exclusively on Amazon Prime?
I believe exclusively on Amazon Prime on July 2nd.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's going to be in theaters or not. We'll see.
Now, what if you didn't work on that? And that's just how I ended this, is asking guests when something is coming out.
Jen usually knows when movies come out.
And Zach, how can I find The Conjuring?
Oh, yeah, I think it's on HBO Max, and I think it's also in theaters.
Thanks, Zach.
All right, well,
I don't have anything to do with the notion.
Anything you want to plug, Zach? Where can people find you?
I will plug at Zach Oyama on basically all social media, and then you can listen to Rotating Heroes podcast, the D&D podcast I do with a rotating crew of fun comedians on Patreon. Right now, still doing it with Devin Field, Victoria Longwell, and Jacob Wysocki, and it's been a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Our listeners know them. Our listeners love them. So yeah, check that out. Give it a. You're already listening to our Patreon, so it means you like Patreons. Give Zach some support.
That's exactly what it means. You love just
the medium. You love the medium.
You're fans of
Patreon.
I do think that's true. I think like you're more likely to sign up for a new Patreon if you already have one, right?
I think that is true. Yeah.
So I just needed to prove myself right at the end there.
Everybody who's on Patreon is part of the new frontier of paying artists directly, and it's very cool.
That's absolutely very cool. Y'all should pat yourselves on the back. Patreon.com/TheManNowDog for ours. Anything else, Ryan?
That's it. Thank you guys so much for doing the show. So nice to see you guys.
It was good to see you guys. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for doing it. We'll see you hopefully soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.